Where did the idea come from, Carol, to turn an 1880s barn into an art barn?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'm from Kalamazoo originally, and at 17, my husband and I were in Saugatuck, and I said, someday I want to have a business here in Saugatuck. So then life gets in the way, and you know, we go to college, and then we raise a family in the Chicago suburbs. And then once that those children started leaving the nest, I thought, okay, what's the next chapter? And so the idea came both a love of art, a love of Saugatuck, and kind of put them together. And so this is kind of our soft retirement. The Art Barn is in its 19th season. So I had the idea when I was 45, and it's been an amazing 18 years.
I would think so. My own visit there with my granddaughter, I was stunned with all the color and the variety of art projects that you can take on. So take us visually into the Art Barn. What all do we find there when we walk in?
So the Art Barn, as you said, it's a beautiful vintage 1880s barn with, you know, soaring ceilings and hand-hewn beams. And I've just filled it with multiple different types of art. Our most popular, of course, is painting ceramics, because literally everyone from a toddler to a 99-year-old can paint ceramics. And ceramics obviously have been around a really long time, but they've changed over the years, and now people are not really interested in things that they have to dust. They're more interested in functional pieces. So we've got cups and bowls and platters, and of course our, a good share of banks and figurines and Christmas trees, just like Grandma used to have the green Christmas tree with the little light bulbs. Additionally, we have mosaics, and again, mosaic art is just been around forever and ever, and most people probably haven't done a mosaic. So we have functional mosaics, mirrors, picture frames, stepping stones for your garden, and so forth. And then my favorite, adults only, glass fusing. Glass fusing is the art of taking special glass that all melts at the same temperature, layering it into a kaleidoscope of colors, and then it goes into the kiln. And it makes beautiful art for both your garden as well as indoors for your walls. And you can even do functional small platters and so forth. But I'd say most people think of the glass art for a beautiful adornment for their garden.
So how does it work? Do you pay a certain price and spend the day, or do you need some skills walking into this, or how does it all work?
That's the beauty of the Art Barn. I envisioned a place where people that would be inspired by all the art surrounding them, both in nature as well as Saugatuck is an incredibly art-filled community. I wanted a place where people could come who had never done anything before, pick up a paintbrush or a bucket of tiles and do something for maybe the very first time. There is an $8 studio fee, and that covers the cost of what we have to do to finish the piece of art, plus the price of the piece. So, for example, you know, painting something as simple as a coffee mug is usually about $20 out the door. Pay the studio fee, you pay for your piece, you have to leave it with us because there's finishing that we have to do to the piece, and then come back to collect the piece the next day after 4 or whenever your schedule allows. We also offer shipping, but most people are just traveling a short distance, and it's Saugatuck, and it's a great beach town, so it's always an easy trip back to Saugatuck.
You must be an artist yourself, I would think, to come up with this kind of an idea and to spend so much time and effort into running something like the Art Barn. What's your background?
Well, that's another great question. I am a very creative sort, and I consider myself a craft warrior. You name it, I've tried it. But my background is I'm actually a chemist. I got my degree from Western, and there is actually a lot of chemistry in doing something like this. There's chemistry in the ceramics. There's a lot of chemistry involved in the annealing of the glass in the kiln and so forth. But I've done a number of things in my life, and so I think it's everything that I've done that's come together to allow me to run this business. And you know the old saying, when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's really how I feel. The Art Barn is kind of like my third child, an amazing place where I get to watch people challenge themselves, do something that they didn't perhaps think they could ever do. It's a really, really rewarding way to spend my days.
So I think one of the unique parts of this is that, you know, somebody can just walk in and just let them loose to explore. But do you also offer classes, workshops, anything along that line?
So with the glass fusing, yes, we do. I do instruction daily at 10 a.m. with reservations for the glass, because there's a bit you need to know in order to be able to create a piece in our glass room. You need to learn how to cut glass, how to construct it. But the other areas, the mosaics and the ceramics, are a little bit more straightforward. A customer comes in and says, I'd like to paint this coffee mug, and we'll ask a few questions. You know, what's your vision? As you said, we have a lot of examples, and a picture, of course, is worth a thousand words. And so many people will see something hanging on the wall that appeals to them, and then we tell them how to recreate it.
Have you had any surprising things that people have left? I imagine a lot of people, average skill, but you might have somebody stroll in sometimes that creates a masterpiece. Has there been any project that someone has left for you to finish off in the kiln, for instance, that took your breath away?
Oh, every day. And it can be as simple as the beautiful brush strokes of a two-year-old with a paintbrush in their hand for the first time. And another one comes to mind. I have a regular customer, and she visits every year in July. And she's an older lady, and she is completely blind. However, when she lost her sight, I think as an early adult, and when she still had sight, she loved to paint ceramics. So she comes every year, and she picks out her piece of ceramic, of course, by feel, and then she comes up to the paints, and she knows what her favorite color is, and, oh, Carol, give me your best red, and give me your brightest blue, and she paints, and she's covered with paint because, of course, she can't see where the brush is going. And looking at her pieces is really, really one of the highlights of my year. The average person probably wouldn't look at the pieces and think twice. You know, it would maybe look like something that a 2 or a 3 year old did. But the joy that she gets in painting is, I can't put it into words.
So what is the most popular craft? What do people usually go for? Do you see any patterns there?
That's another question that makes me giggle. I have grandchildren that are 3 and 7, and every day when I talk to them, they'll say, Grandma, what was the most popular item in the Art Barn today? And so this time of year, we have a lot of families visiting, and I would say Spider-Man's high on the list, mermaids, and little girls of a certain age, it's definitely unicorns and Pegasus. Coffee mugs are a perennial favorite, and when the calendar turns to August, it becomes Christmas ornaments and pumpkins. It's definitely pumpkin season is beginning in the Art Barn.
And you have a kiln on the site, right?
We have many kilns.
Ah.
I wish I had enough power to run all of my kilns at the same time, because we are so busy that and we fire every night, and I wish I could run all of my kilns at the same time, but that can't happen, so I have to stagger them. I have 6 kilns, and every day at least 3 of them are running in shifts.
Goodness. And that's something I think people need to remember, that if you go in, if you work on something that requires that kind of treatment, you may have to come back the next day, which isn't an all bad thing.
Exactly. Again, you know, we're just 5 minutes from downtown Saugatuck, and if people haven't been to Saugatuck lately, well, gosh, summer is waning, so it is time to make a visit. Crane Orchards is but 10 minutes away, and apple picking season will be here before we know it.
And definitely make a day out of it. So I'm wondering still about the property. How did you find it? And I, you know, it couldn't have been an art barn always. It's got to have some kind of interesting history to it. You said 1880s?
Yes, it does. The barn, as well as our home, which is on the property, are 1880s. And this used to be a peach orchard, which, of course, was very, very popular in the area at that time. I actually am familiar with the families going back to about the 1930s that owned the property. And at that time, they were no longer farming the property. It was a family from, I think, that moved here from Chicago, and they just used the barn for recreation. I don't think there had been any animals in the barn since about prior to the 1930s. So they raised their family here, and then an older couple bought the property, and they pretty much just used the barn to store their car inside the barn. The next family, the only thing they used the barn for was a gigantic neighborhood Halloween party every year. When I had the idea to do this, we were in the Chicago suburbs, and I wanted a barn because, A, barns are just disappearing so fast, and so many people that visit Saugatuck are from Chicago or Detroit, and maybe they haven't been in a barn since they were a kid and their grandparents had a barn. So I just felt that that was the perfect studio for the area. And the whole community was very supportive when I had this idea of turning an old barn into an art studio. So that's kind of the story, but I have to believe that the barn was waiting for me. There was a little cement lip on the back of the barn, and I walked across it every day for 20 years. And a few years ago, I looked down and I saw etched in that cement were the letters of the man who poured that concrete in 1914. And all that you could distinguish from it were the letters A-R-T and two letters of his last name, which were a B and an N. So that's pretty darn close to Art Barn. So I think this barn was waiting for a new life.
I absolutely love that, Carol. That's wonderful.
I just feel that I'm right where I'm meant to be in life.
Seems so. Do you keep any livestock there? No, you don't do any of that?
We don't. We have our dog, Lassie, who is actually related to the movie star Lassies.
Oh.
And she is just happy as can be every day when families come to visit. And then we have our grand dog that spends the summers here, and she loves to be here in the summer because she has a constant line of kids and adults alike standing at the fence throwing frisbees for her.
Oh, what fun. I'm not going to let you go without telling me more about Lassie's relative there, though. How did you come to have a Lassie cousin?
She's the fourth collie that we've had over the years, and she came from a lovely lady up in northern Michigan that raised collies for 40 or more years, and one of Lassie's great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers was a movie star Lassie.
So that's an extra treat. Go for the art, and you get to pet Lassie's relative there. That's interesting.
I know. Unfortunately, most of the kids have no idea who Lassie
that's
is.
True. Us older kids.
Us older kids know, yes.
And peach trees, do you still have any there? Are any of those left over from the orchard?
We don't. We tried to plant a peach tree one year, and it just did not take off. And a friend of ours is Robbie Crane of Crane Orchards, and so he teased us and he said, "Why would you want to do that when you can just come over and pick my apples and peaches?" And so we're going to leave all of the peach tree and apple tree growing to the Cranes.
Mm, yeah, you're right. Cranes is right there, and they're wonderful too.
They are.
Thank you so much, Carol, for spending some time with us. And we'll link to Art Barn on our webpage.
Okay, great. Vinta, this was fabulous, and I'm glad you had a good time with your granddaughter.
Definitely did. Thank you.
You're welcome.